Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Upper Manhattan residents are trying to preserve a house that may have been a stop on the Underground Railroad. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond spoke to historian John Reddick on efforts to save 857 Riverside Drive from the wrecking ball.
There's a very few stories in American history that really link the cooperation between whites and blacks around the issue of slavery. And I grew up in Philadelphia, where we always thought slavery was in the South. It was like you grew up in the North, not even thinking there was slavery in the North. But New York had slavery to the 1820s and all of that. And so here's this gentleman who's a minister, built this house, and he also had a sugar refinery facility on the river. The river was the highway for the Underground Railroad. So if you read about Frederick Douglass, so the way to get away was the river, and there's the Hudson River right there. Yeah. And so I just feel you can feel all that history in your bones by walking around this house and of him using it as a safe house.
How many places, how many Underground Railroad stops are preserved in New York?
Very few. I mean, the Landmarks Commission just put out a list of buildings, you know, around New York. And the thing is, today I'm going to talk about what is the currency of the day? Are we just going to do the easy things? Just name a five more things after Ella Fitzgerald or whatever. There's a much more interesting history of African-American engagement in the American culture, and this house tells one of those things.
Is there any plan to restore it to its original look?
We'd like that, but look at the rest of the houses on this block, too. It's the oldest house in this group of development that came toward the end of the 19th century. And so that what they proposed to build, the 18-story building in this little lot, is going to be totally out of character for the apartment buildings here and the house here. And saving this house would add to the litany of about a dozen houses on this stretch that would tell a history of development and all of that.
I mean, how many houses do we have in Manhattan?
Yeah, very few wood frame houses are left in New York.
Right,
so.
Cool.
And it's gone. It's not going to come back if it's gone. Landmarks is, you know, saying they want to do better. They want to acknowledge more of this interface history of African-American culture and the American culture. Here's an opportunity to do that. And I'd say it's an easy lift, but if the currency of the day is about really doing more than lip service, then this house should be high on the list.
That's historian John Reddick speaking to our WCBS reporter Marla Diamond on the efforts to save 857 Riverside Drive from the wrecking ball.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.